It's been a minute since I recorded, but I kind of had an adventure that, I don't know, maybe y'all want to hear. Maybe. And maybe I want to get off too. But I went to a local club that is pro-kink and went with a few friends. It was an all-femme night, so only femmes and non-binary people who lean kind of femme-presenting. And non-binary people in general, like, were welcome. No men, trans or otherwise, so that we could foster a safe space for people, and it was really fucking cool that there's a lot of things that can happen. And I took my toys and talked with friends and found a couple that I didn't know were going to be there, which was really cool. But talked about a few different... kinks and things we wanted to... Whether it was getting it out of that night or... Or eventually we just did that and I started talking with one of my friends about how I really, really, really have a backlog, and to be honest, it's a years long backlog of just orgasms that I need to get out. And how sick and tired I was of being responsible for making my own. And they asked me to show them my toys. And I did. I had a variety. I had a wand, a G-spot, or a vibrator with clit stimulator, a glass toy, a steel toy, and some ropes, just in case. And they showed me what they had brought, which were some lovely, lovely dildos for fucking. One of which was rainbow, which I was very excited about. Pardon the plane if you hear that. But I was very excited, and they said, "What if I told you to bend over?" And that absolutely made me wet. So we negotiated, and I told them what my no's were, but what I was definitely willing to do, and they told me I could be as loud as I wanted. So they had me get on an apparatus that took my clothes off. So they could have access to me. And it was a pretty busy night. There were a lot of people there doing a lot of different things. They were focused on me. I'm trying to think of how best to describe the thing I was on. but it allowed me to be elevated and on my hands and knees, but my hands and knees and my core had support the whole time. Oh, fuck. There was like a middle portion that my body was on and two lower portions that my hands and knees rested on, so I could just kind of have my bits up in the air and they could manipulate them however they wanted. And they asked me if I was gonna be vocal, and I said I was gonna be, unless it was part of the game for me not to. And they said they wanted me to be as loud as I could be. All that they wanted to hear. Oh, fuck. Every bit of my pleasure. Oh, which made me super fucking happy. Oh, so he started with me. Oh, fuck. Being really exposed. Oh, on the device. And I could hear them, but I didn't see them. Oh, because I had to put my head down. And I could either close my eyes and just feel how they were making me feel, or I might be able to have them open to the side for a second or two. But really, all I wanted to do was feel how they used my body. Fuck. And they started like caressing me just all over, light scratches. Oh, fuck. I felt so good. Oh, I felt so relaxing. Oh, fuck. And I just started whining. I know I had to sound super needy. Oh, fuck. And they just kept getting close to my pussy, but not fully touching it, which made me squirm and try to reach for their hand with it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And they... taunted and teased me until they finally put a finger inside me. I started pumping me with a finger and added another. Getting me so fucking wet for them. Fuck. And I could feel them pressing my G-spot. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. They kept... pumping my pussy with their hand. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I needed it so bad. And they just kept making me more and more needy to be fucked. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, please. I fucking need it. Oh, fuck. It felt so good. Oh, fuck. I came a little around their fingers, but then, oh, my God, and then they, I can't be as loud as I was last night, but I needed it so fucking bad. Yeah. Oh, and I get pushing against their hand because I was a desperate little fucking slut. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Oh, we're not hidden, so anybody who wanted to could watch. Oh, but I was so fucking focused on them and what they were doing to me that I didn't look up. Oh, but I know. Oh, fuck. There wasn't a single fucking person in there that didn't hear me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. And then, I think they could tell how desperate I was to be fucked. Oh, fuck. And they got their smaller dildo out. Oh, and teased my entrance with it. Fuck. Oh, my God. I slowly pushed it in when I couldn't fucking help myself. Fuck. I needed it so bad. Then I started pushing on it. Fuck. Like the needy little fucking slut I am. Oh, fuck. I didn't care if anybody was watching because I just really needed it. Oh, fuck. Oh, they fucked me so hard. Oh, they fucked me so hard. Oh, I kept clenching around it so much. Oh, I kept pushing back on it, and they kept encouraging me. Oh, fuck. Oh, they said I could take what I needed. I needed it so bad. Oh, fuck. They fucked me so hard. Oh, it felt so good. But I needed more. Fuck, I needed more. I needed so much more. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, I couldn't stop moaning. I couldn't stop moaning because it felt so good. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yes, please. Fuck. Oh, fuck, please give it to me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, and after I came around that cock, they took it out of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, they got the rainbow cock ready, because it was bigger. Fuck. At this point, I think people were watching. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, I could have. Oh, I could have been embarrassed, but I didn't care. Everybody got to see what a nearly fucking slut I am. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, and I moaned so loud when she put the bigger one in me. Oh, fuck. They would alternate how they were holding it. Sometimes I would feel their thighs clamped around my leg to keep me in place so they could fuck me really fucking hard. Oh, I needed it. I just needed to get fucking railed. Oh, fuck. Every once in a while I could open my eyes and I saw someone sitting to the side. Oh, fuck. With their legs open, just fucking getting off while they were watching me get railed. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, and it just felt really sexy to make other people get really horny and need to get off while I was getting fucked so fucking hard. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop fucking it. Oh, fuck. I needed it so bad. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fuck. Oh, they fucked me so hard. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, I was so fucking eager. I couldn't stop slamming my ass against it. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, fuck. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh, I needed it so bad. Fuck. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Oh, I needed that fucking, I needed it so fucking bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it was so fucking hard to be told to take what I needed. Oh, I was allowed to be a greedy little slut. Oh, God. And take all the pounding I wanted. Take all the pounding that I needed. I needed it so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, oh fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, I guess that means I am a bit more of an exhibitionist than I originally thought, because it felt so good to be fucked in front of other people that were getting turned on by how needy and how much I needed fucked. So here's hoping it happens again.